pay attention to context. Today's Bible reading, it's an inspirational speech to get a group ready for a task. It's a big event or a restoration. You kind of get the outline of it. Listen, everyone. I've known this since I was born. I'm ready to tell you. I wasn't sure I was ready, but I am. It's time for us to gather back to God. Not only us, it's time for us to help everyone gather to God. So let's follow what God wants us to do. There's some of the basis. Inspirational speech. It's an uplifting speech from the writer of Isaiah. It's in the words. It's in the context of the words. People that are looking for a time of restoration. So that's what it's about. Do you know what it's not about? Isaiah 49 has nothing to do with abortion. I know maybe you weren't thinking that, but there's a verse in there. And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant. People take that verse and say, see? It's not at all part of the context. It's not the verse has nothing to do with that. So bending or breaking or otherwise twisting words in the Bible to fit a particular agenda is nothing new. It's nothing that will probably end either. And the debate as to whether someone is doing it or not in any particular context is as old as doing it. That said, Isaiah 49 has everything to do with restoration, getting ready, and has nothing to do with abortion. But it does have to do with a couple of things. It has to do with turning back to God, and it has to do with reaching out. Reaching out. God's people reaching out, not to a few or a select group, or to folks who are most like us. And us is, I don't know what that means, because all of humanity is us. It's reaching out to everyone. In the context here, it is the people of Israel. In this time of restoration, and it's reaching out to everyone. But today, on this Martin Luther King Sunday, it's a reminder for us that we are to be reaching out to all. There are words from Dr. King that echo the everyone call from Isaiah. He said, when we let freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Everyone. Black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, even any group that is not listed there is included by the context. Everyone. So how do we reach out to everyone? Well, one is we have to matter. And I don't mean individually. We all do matter. We have to matter as a congregation. We have to matter as a church, as a people. And we have to show that all matter. We've got to be a people who don't live in a bubble, but continually serve the community and each other. That's mattering, and that's showing that all matter. Here's another quote from Martin Luther King Jr. Everyone has the power for greatness. Not for fame, but greatness. Because greatness is determined by service. Service. Reaching out. Mattering. Showing that all matter. I often refer to the mission statement of St. Paul's UCC. We have to remember that mission statement on a regular basis. In response to God's love in Jesus Christ, we seek a right relationship with God and other people through service in a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. Service, reaching out, mattering, showing that all matter. Getting back to God. There it is in our mission statement. Being a caring community inside is in there. Reaching out through service. In a caring community of fellowship, acceptance, and inspiration. Folks, how do we reach out? The broad, mattering, and showing that all matter. So we have to be a church that makes a difference right here inside our walls. We have to be a church that makes a difference outside of these walls, in our community. We do a lot of things that show that we matter. There are community groups that meet at St. Paul's all the time. And while the community groups are not part of the Sunday morning church, all of these community groups are part of the St. Paul's family. People come in, and sometimes we're here, and we work together with one another, and we make sure rooms are clean, and we treat each other with kindness and goodness. We don't treat each other with disdain. We reach out to the community, you know, doing things like the 4th of July parade, working together with pads. Here's the thing. Instead of patting our back for all the things that we do well, we have to constantly remember that we have to matter. We have to matter to each other. We have to matter to our community in order for us to do an effective work of reaching out. Following God, reaching out as a caring community of attention, acceptance, and love. That's us. We have to really do that with everything that we are. At our core, we have to be a people that matter to all. Amen.